show brought to you by the Entertainment Radio Network and presented in part by Craftsman. Trust in your hands.
Since 1949, your source for everything automotive, Motor Trend. And now, the most comprehensive and entertaining automotive show in the nation, Motor Trend Radio. Presented by Meguiar's, with your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, it's time for another hour of Truck Trend Radio for Motor Trend Magazine, Motor Trend's Truck Trend, on newsstands everywhere. And today, we're in Las Vegas from the SEMA show, the Specialty Equipment Market Association trade show. All things aftermarket for your truck, SUV, or crossover vehicle, or car. And in Las Vegas, it's a trade show not open to the public. I'm sure the public would love to be in. But it's all completely packed full and sold out, which means no room for anybody else right now. And not even the folks on the East Coast that would probably love to be here right now but have not been able to travel. My partner wasn't able to get here, so unfortunately, John, sorry, pal, you're over there dealing with a horrible storm, and I'm having the fun of my life. Joining us right now here from Catskin, and I have Catskin seat covers in the truck that I drive daily. We have Dave Giddings. He's the Vice President of Marketing, and also Dave O'Connell. I think you're a designer.
I'm a designer. And
I remember that for the years we've been talking to each other.
Yes, sir.
Weren't you like at Mitsubishi or Suzuki or something?
Oh, no, I was at Mitsubishi for a long career.
Yeah,
Mitsubishi,
that's what I thought.
22 years.
Yeah. Golly. Well, guys, you know, this crazy business that you guys are in, so much fun. Because you can take a truck or a car, and for the Truck Trend Hour for a moment, because I happen to have Catskin leather replacement seat covers that you guys so nicely embroidered. And that's the other thing, is you can customize them. Am I correct? Pretty much anybody can, really. But you guys,
that's right.
You offer that.
Yep, that's right.
It says Craftsman in the middle because I have this bitchin' Craftsman truck that we did for SEMA last year. And you guys, thank you. You guys were involved with that. But you can take a vehicle that is starting to get a little weathered, and you can refresh the interior with this. You can repaint the outside, you know, with the paint job. But this, it used to be I got to go to an upholstery shop, and I got to, you know, get in line. I got to pick the materials and all these different things and hope to God that the guy can sew. You know what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely.
And I've dealt with this because I was a car dealer for many years. And then if it got there and the thing looked like garbage, what do? You got to fight. I don't like to fight. I like to know it's right the first time. So with Catskin, everybody, they make these interior, the replacement seat covers that you take off the old ones, you take the hog rings. They call them hog rings still underneath there.
Sure.
Uh-huh. You know, that holds on the seats, the seat cover, which is basically just kind of a, you know, I don't know, it's a hog ring. If you don't know what it is, it's a thing under the seat. Look under there, you'll see it. Anyway, it's very simple. And you pull off the seat cover, and it's only the upholstery, and then you can slide back on these seat covers, and man, it looks like factory stuff. So fabulous. Tell me what's new at Catskin for you guys.
Well, we have a lot of new things this year, actually. I think the biggest thing is what we call the VIS, Vehicle Interior Selector. It's a configurator. So what you just talked about is how do we create all these great designs, and Dave O'Connell, our chief designer, comes up with great designs for cars. How do we tell consumers about that? How do we put those designs and those images in front of consumers? So this year, we're introducing a revolutionary new configurator. You can come to our website, pick your make, model, year, and you can see all the designs for your vehicle. A few more clicks, we tell you where to go to get it installed, or you could take it to a dealer. So it's really connecting the dots from what Dave is doing in his design shop to reaching the consumer.
And Dave, I mean, just so you know, everybody, Dave, like I said, I was trying to think, which one of these manufacturers was he with? But Mitsubishi, I mean, and you've seen Mitsubishi, and a lot of these designs came through this guy and over the years, and always did a great job. Very passionate guy about what he does. Very stylish shaved head. So you enjoying working with Catskin over there?
It's wonderful. I've been in with Catskin about just over a year now, and this is my second SEMA with them, and it's great. It's a lot of freedom, a lot of creativity. It's a company on the move. It's a company that's really embracing creativity. It's really embracing design. And they're using design. They want design to push the company forward. The message is really clear, and it's the right time to have it happen.
How old is Catskin?
You know, this is we're celebrating our 30th year.
Because I know I've seen you guys here forever, but man, the evolution lately. It's like you guys have like this renaissance of all of a sudden, bam, technology meets car interiors, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
What a difference. Yeah. So, you know, fabulous for you guys.
Yeah. And we're trying to make it easier, as David mentioned, easier for the customer, the end user, to know about our product, to select a design, to get that design, to get that product into their car. And again, what a difference it makes. You can transform your older car into something that's new, or take your new car
And that's what we did. Yeah, yeah. We took a kind of a stock interior truck and jazzed it up with a black leather, beautiful interior, wearing very well, by the way, I got to tell you.
Nice.
It's got 20,000 miles on it now, one-ton crew cab, four-wheel drive Chevy. And, you know, great when truck. You get into a giant truck that's jacked up, you're working them seats over like hell. Not a problem. Nice. Really nicely put together. Nice stuff. Check it out. Website?
Catskin.com.
Dave Giddings, thank you. Appreciate it. Vice President of Marketing. We'll be working with you guys because we've got more projects we need to do to, you know.
Call us anytime. We're happy to help.
No, I know.
Appreciate the time.
Really, this is good stuff. Check it out, catskin.com. Motor Trend Radio, the Truck Trend Hour. We're going to talk to Gail Banks coming up next from Banks Performance. Stay with us. No one wants to get slowed down in the middle of a project because of a drained battery. Now you no longer have to. Get back to work faster with the Craftsman Nextech Quick Boost Charger. Powered by a 12-volt lithium-ion battery, at the push of a button, you can give your battery that boost it needs to get back to work in just 3 minutes and get your battery back to full charge in just 30 minutes. The new onboard diagnostics clearly indicate the battery charge level, and fuel gauge lets you know how much charge you have remaining, so you'll never be left guessing, but we'll always get the job done right. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Available at Sears. Hey, welcome back. I was telling you I had Gail Banks, and here he is. Our show is brought to you also in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. It's Motor Trend's Truck Trend Hour. Gail, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Good to be here, Alan.
You got that big Cheshire cat grin. You've been winning all kinds of things. Lots going on. Do I understand correctly that, you know, for, you know me, I'm a diesel guy. I got a big diesel truck we did with Diesel Power Magazine for the Craftsman folks.
Yep.
And I've got a lot of Banks product on there, which thank you. Making my life all that much better. Love my exhaust system, and I got that little computer, the IQ.
Man,
I love it. You know, it tells you how fast you're going. It tells you, you know, exhaust temperature. All it just keeps on
whatever
giving
you
information.
Whatever you
want
to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Love that. And then your guys, I guess, are going to do something to it and give me more power now.
Absolutely.
It just doesn't end, does it? Electronics, you can keep upgrading and upgrading and upgrading.
You're
in a new world, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's weird. It used to be like all mechanical, and now it's mechanical meets, it's like boy meets girl.
Yeah, it is.
And something's born out of that.
Yeah,
right?
And it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, but you were just saying that you have all these cars here and these award-winning things, and only one is diesel and the other is gasoline.
Yeah.
What happened? You're a diesel guy.
I know. But,
smell like diesel right now. It's brute diesel-powered smell deodorant.
I know younger guys know me mainly for diesel. Middle generation guys know me for marine.
Right, because that you're big
turbo,
marine.
Big block marine engines.
The military too.
Well, ten years now with Navy Special Forces.
Right,
doing engines for their high speed assault craft, and a whole lot going on with the Navy. In terms of wheeled vehicles, we're also hot rodding the Humvees, making them go high altitude. We tested that stuff at Pikes Peak on Paul Dahlenbach's car.
Those things out of the gate are just gutless things, aren't they?
I know, and you can't get the hell out of Dodge when somebody's focusing fire on you. You want to leave.
You want to move.
Yeah, so we make them leave, and we make them stop. When they up-armor those Humvees,
what do they weigh?
14.5, they used to weigh 7,800.
Oh, Lord.
Same engine. So and then you go to high altitude. And
that's even worse, yeah.
We did a whole new Sidewinder turbo package for the Humvees. We put an Allison 6-speed in them and a Magna International transfer case, and they rock. And a Banks brake to help them slow down.
That's awesome.
So that's diesel stuff, but we're in the Riddler Award winner. Jonathan Peace and his brother... out of Texas, built a 55 T-Bird, took it to Detroit, won the Riddler with one of my 1,150-horse twin-turbo small-block Chevy street engines.
Oh, my gosh.
That's gasoline. That's not diesel. I've been doing that longer than I've been doing diesel.
Banks, you are amazing, man.
So it's kind of a kick. I never thought I'll never have an engine in a Riddler car. And then it happened. Over in the Mopar display, we've got a 2013 Dodge, pardon me, Ram.
Yes, 15, get it right.
Ram 1500,
yeah,
with our turbo on a Hemi. It's making well north of 500 horsepower. And they're showing it with a hood up and my name under the hood. That's very cool.
That make you feel good?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good for you, man.
And
you.
And then the last is a diesel vehicle. It's Icon. They build Toyota FJ's from back in the day, and
right,
power them with modern stuff. Put a modern, really worked out chassis under them. Well, they've got a customer who wanted his 1965 D500 ex-military four-door Dodge pickup. Wanted a late model Dodge Cummins chassis and engine under it. So that's what happened. And there's Banks Power stuff hanging all over that guy.
You know what? You guys, you just keep on it's like the rebirth of performance with Banks. You guys just keep giving birth. Or maybe better yet, like your children, you get birth to more and more great things.
You know what it is, Alan? My seventh recession in business. And every time we recreate ourselves in every recession. Markets change, new opportunities open up.
You got to love it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the clock is ticking and they're going to run me over with a commercial. Listen, everybody, check out Banks Power website.
Yeah. BanksPower.com.
Very good.
Yes.
Not just for diesels, not just for automobiles and trucks and boats and military.
And it's all on the site. You can sign up for Banks Insider News, and I'll tell you about it every week.
There you go. Good man. Gale Banks, everybody, one of the icons of our industry. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back. It's Motor Trend, Truck Trend Radio.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auctions, returns to Westworld in Scottsdale, Arizona, January 13th through the 20th. Hundreds of amazing vehicles will cross the auction block. Be a part of the week-long lifestyle event and the energy that is Barrett Jackson. That's January 13th through the 20th at Westworld in Scottsdale, Arizona. Tickets are available at Barrett-Jackson.com. That's Barrett-Jackson.com.
Hey, it's Motor Trend Radio in Las Vegas today. I'm Alan Taylor for SEMA. SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Market Association Trade Show. And Shell, by the way, one of our sponsors, is got a pretty cool first-of-its-kind contest. Shell, the number one selling brand of gasoline in the U.S., is teaming up with top automotive enthusiasts, and we're going to judge. That's me and Craig Jackson and Roger Penske and a couple other crazy guys. The person that best embodies the ultimate automotive enthusiast. And the grand prize, is a trip to Barrett Jackson. Actually, the top three get to go there, and then they'll announce the winner. So it is going on between October 23rd and December 3rd. If you're in that window, go out to www.shell.us/ultimate enthusiast. Look forward to seeing your submissions. I'm Alan Taylor. Guess what, everybody? Finally, the world's first one-piece carbon fiber wheel. I know. How can it be done? We're going to find out. Jake Dingle, he is the chief executive officer straight from Australia. He's going to tell us about it. Carbon Revolution is the name of the company. Carbon Revolution. The website is carbonrev.com. One-piece carbon fiber wheels. How do you do it, man?
Well, it's pretty tricky. We've been working on this since the early 2000s. So the first go at this was really in about 2004 back in Australia, done with a university, essentially. But, it's tricky to get the geometry right, and then it's tricky to get all the fibers in the right place. But when you got it in the right place, it certainly works very well.
So you said the PhD sitting next to you, design director Ashley Denmead. Ashley, you know, design director, you know, designing a wheel and then making it out of carbon fiber and having it be able to be as strong as, I think, you know, when you put it on a Porsche. I see you guys have it on like a GT3 or something. The demands on that wheel, but also the demand on the design, because it's got to look good. Otherwise, you could just have a, you know, some ugly, stupid looking thing that doesn't, you know, beauty of it is really important, right?
So is it hard to make it beautiful and strong? I guess that's the question I'm trying to ask.
Sure, that's a good question. It is challenging, but we've managed to do it, I believe.
And yeah, it's a good-looking wheel.
Yeah, it's a good-looking wheel, and it works really, really well, which was the philosophy, I guess, we've taken through the whole design process.
Are you really PhD?
Yeah.
Gynecology? What are you? What do you do?
Started.
Look at him, he's laughing.
A degree in mechanical engineering and then a PhD in carbon fiber composites.
Yeah, that's cool. That's not a doctor or anything. I guess PhD, you are a doctor, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, yep. But no gynecology? Okay, anyway. So back to Jake here. So, Jake. When are we going to be able to see these on cars, and what's the plan moving forward?
Well, we're in the market now, actually, Alan. We're here launching the product at SEMA into the aftermarket. So, as I said, we've been at this a long time. The last few years have really been working with OEMs, trying to understand what they need out of the product and getting it to the point where we were comfortable enough with what it required to then launch it into the aftermarket. So they're on sale now. We're selling them through a bunch of selling them direct and also through a bunch of partners here in the US that we're now establishing, particularly for the Porsche market, but also Lamborghinis, the Gallardos, and Audi R8s, and then M3s and other variants will follow.
Oh, do you hear that? You hear that? The guy is so jealous who owns that Mustang right there. He's trying to drown out the show so we don't talk about these Carbon Revolution one-piece carbon fiber wheels. To heck with you, buddy. We're going to keep going. Eat with your honking horn. How much are they?
Well, the retail price at the moment is $15,000 a set.
$15,000? That's a lot of money, brother.
That's for all of them, though.
Oh, okay. That's not each. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. I guess I can live with that. I was thinking, holy crap, that would be 60 grand for a set of wheels.
Exactly.
So where does the world find them? At your website or you said in the U.S.?
The website. So we've set up a business in the U.S. We're an Australian-based company,
but
we've set up an office here in the U.S. In Manhattan Beach in California. And so we have a sales director, Bill Koenig, who is looking after the office over here, and his contact details are on the website, so he's the guy to get in touch with.
Man, I'm sad they had to tase that guy with the Mustang over there. He was trying to drown out the show just so that you couldn't talk about these wheels.
We appreciate that.
You know what? When you're spending $150,000 on a car and you're talking about carbon fiber, what do they weigh?
They're about a 40 to 50% weight saving. So this one is about a 15-pound wheel, the front wheel, and the rear wheel is about 17. So that's a
and these are some big wheels, by the way, everybody. That is
seriously
incredible.
Big rear wheel. Yeah.
Wow, that is amazing. So when you're cutting that much weight off of each corner of that car, and you got a $150,000 car, your now car is going to be faster. It's going to handle better. It's going to brake better. It really does trickle down, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That little bit of weight, everybody, sure. You're talking, 60, 70 pounds of weight right out at the wheel like that?
It's a step change technology, essentially. So there's gains in all aspects of the driving. So acceleration, braking, handling.
You wouldn't think that, would you? But I guess the human brain doesn't think that could make that much of a difference. But these, like in racing and F1 and all these real high-end racing, they're trying to shave off ounces. And you're shaving off massive pounds of weight.
We're giving him back a lot, that's for sure. Effective horsepower.
Yeah. Where do you, first of all, where did you get going with this? Whose idea was it? You're the CEO, brother.
Yeah. Well, Ash was actually around before I was, so he was involved in the very early...
Call him Ash. Ash.
Yeah, I'm Ash.
Okay, there you go.
That's right.
Full name Ashley. Go ahead.
Ashley in formal times.
Yeah.
So it came out of a small group of university guys that were doing a Formula SAE program, and there were a bunch of engineers mentoring them to get this vehicle up and running, and they decided to have a go at a one-piece carbon fiber wheel. That was about 8 years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, and... since then, it's then received government funding as a commercializable opportunity.
No, and, good for you. I love it. I think it's beautiful, man. We're going to take a break. You guys, good luck with this. I cannot wait to drive a car with your wheels on them. One-piece carbon fiber wheels, everybody. Ash, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you Ash instead of Ashley now.
You can do that.
Jake, you're a good man. Appreciate it, guys, from Australia.
Thanks,
Alan. Bringing their wares out here. You're welcome to SEMA to show the world the first one-piece carbon fiber wheels here at SEMA. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll see you in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shell experts here with a pitching machine to demonstrate the importance of protecting your engine.
You can never have enough protection, which is why new Shell gasolines now have 20% more nitrogen-rich cleaning agents than before.
And why my colleague is holding a shield.
Think of me as an engine. This shield is new Shell gasoline.
And the baseballs are gunk that attack intake valves and fuel injectors.
Come on, gunk, is that all you got?
skunk is out of here.
New Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. No other gasoline protects your engine better.
Hey, it's Motor Trend Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alan Taylor in Las Vegas for SEMA. And we're checking out what's going on here for you guys, covering everything we can so that you guys also have kind of a window into this business-to-business trade show for the automotive aftermarket world. A show brought to you in part by eBay Motors. You've heard me say that about a billion times. But it's true. You can dream it. You can find it. You can buy it. All at ebaymotors.com. Joining us right now from eBay is Danny Chang, and he is the head of marketing and site experience. So if you love it, he's the guy to say, hey, Danny, it's great. I love it. You know, and you guys are doing some wild stuff in there, man. Did I hear Adam Carolla is going to be in there?
Yeah, he did a live podcast.
He did it?
Yep.
The car cast or whatever he calls it.
Right, right, right.
And then he came over here and did some of the shows with the Street Rodder guys, and we got Street Rodder Radio and car craft guys, and... You know, so it's funny, the car guy, the car, what do I want to say this, our hobby, right? We don't care if the competition is cruising around doing their thing, because to me, there really is no competition. We're all car guys. And the idea is that, you know, we all want to cover this event. And a lot of times we do it together. We gang up and do it together. So he was over here with us doing stuff, and he was in your booth doing. Yeah, I love it. I love this hobby. Don't
you? We're all in this together.
It's great. So what else is going on in there? What is the big new thing with eBay Motors lately?
So the big thing that we're really excited about this year is the new launch of this new platform called eBay Garage. It's a way for enthusiasts to personalize their eBay Motors experience. You can save the cars that you own or the cars that you dream about. And what's really new and exciting this year is that we're adding on a way for you to connect with fellow enthusiasts. So if you have a 64 Mustang and you want to talk to other enthusiasts who own the same car to look at what they're doing to their car to restore their car, now there's a great way to browse through all the different profiles.
Now you're talking, Danny Chang.
Yeah, we have over...
So he's responsible for the site experience, so I'm digging on this.
That's the site, yeah.
Because I have a Mustang.
Oh, among many.
Among many cars, but so. I do have a Mustang.
Yeah, we have over 2 million vehicle profiles already that you can browse through.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool experience. It's very immersive. The cars are front and center. Our site is very minimalist, but it's all about the enthusiasts out there.
Fabulous. So what does a person do then? Let's say I've got a Camaro or something, or a Mustang or whatever. I go in and I put the, you know, walk me through the experience.
Yeah, so you can, it's very easy. You go in there, you can create a profile for the cars that you have. You can upload photos. You can tell a story, right? What's the story behind this particular car, the modifications you made, the parts that you've added to the car. And you can share that profile with other enthusiasts. And they can comment.
Can you do that on like Facebook and that kind of stuff too?
Oh, yeah. You can share on Facebook and Twitter or by email, wherever your friends are.
Very smart. So it has the share buttons.
Yes.
Great.
That
makes
it
easy.
You see that everywhere.
A lot of people, but it's funny because if you talk to some folks, they have no idea how to share something. And then when you show them, you just hit that button right there and it like pops it into an email or your Facebook. And it does it for you. They're like, no way.
We try
to make
it easy.
Right?
Yeah, we try to make it easy for the enthusiasts.
That is awesome. Is there any cost to it or anything?
No, it's... Well, it's absolutely free, but
how much
you spend on the site after
that's a whole other story. We're already spending there, but I mean, there's no like $5 a month. It's not, everybody's you know, it's like, they're like, what do you charge? I go, wait a minute. No. This is the car hobby. It needs to be free for us to play. And then we'll spend our money on buying all the stuff. And that's where you guys and us and, you know, the magazines and everybody else, we all make our money on that. But the playing part, free.
Yeah. We're fortunate to be in this business. Lots of guys are, very passionate about their cars and bikes. So we try to build our site to be as efficient for them as possible, and as a way to connect with fellow enthusiasts nowadays.
You know, it seems like there's more and more competition for you guys out there, because as the internet is what it is, but the competitors, man, they have not done a great job policing their site the way you guys have to keep the riffraff out. If you know what I'm saying, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, eBay does take security online very seriously.
And I'm glad, personally.
Yeah, we have teams of people that, you know, that's all their job is to make sure that our site is safe and all the listings are safe. And the users are protected from the elements out there. So it's definitely very important to us. And, you know, having this eBay Garage platform now is going to enable, you know, really open up the enthusiasts on the site so they can talk to each other and get to know each other better and hopefully, you know, get more inspired to do more projects.
So eBay evolving, everybody, giving us a sandbox to play in, to show each other, hey, look at this picture. Hey, look what I did here. I did this. I did that. And share it. Just click the button and share it with the world on Facebook and your friends and all the rest. I love it, man. It's truly true. Is where you can dream it. You can also find it and buy it. And that is what eBay is all about. eBay Motors.
That's
doing a good job. Making
that's
it
the beauty of it.
Yep, exactly. All right. We appreciate you guys sponsoring the shows and working with us. It's all, you know, we're all winning together with this, you know, because we're all having fun.
That's
it's all
right.
About fun and feeding that fun. All right. Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Danny Cheng. It's Motor Trend Radio, and we're going to continue on down the path of trying to bring as many good folks to the radio where your life will be better for listening and hearing these products and services from SEMA right here on Motor Trend Radio. Stay with us. If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love! It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Hey, it's Motor Trend Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Show brought to you in part by America's most trusted tool brand. Who is that? It's Craftsman. Trust in your hands. We appreciate their sponsorship. You know, at SEMA in Las Vegas, we get an opportunity to introduce some fun products and talk to some cool people. Well, Dario Franchitti, driver of the Target IndyCar, sitting right here with me right now. Won the Indy 500. Also married to Ashley Judd. And can you turn yourself around there, brother, and talk to me?
I'm looking at the pictures on the cover. I'm looking at all these cars on the cover of Motor Trend and picking out which ones I'd like.
There you go. You probably own half of those cars already.
I'm not so much into the modern stuff. yeah, I got one of those, but that was a pace car from Indy from a couple
of
years
ago. You pointed to Camaro on the cover right now of the 2012 Best Driver's Car.
And there's a 911. Got a couple of 911s at home, but not a 991.
Yeah.
The typical Porsche, though.
Have you driven the
awesome
Lamborghini there?
No. I do like the look of the Aventador.
Yeah.
The Mercedes, the CL Black,
right.
CLK, or C Coupe Black, whatever that's called now. That just looks like a thug's car. That looks awesome.
Thug's car. Well, how you doing, man?
Doing well.
So I was at the Indy 500, and I saw you win, and you did a great job. And you were very gracious. I was in the Bridgestone booth. Our show is brought to you in part by Bridgestone. Firestone, they're the official tire and all that. And you know, and watching your wife, I got to tell you, she adores you, and I know you know that, but she's so gracious, too, to people. And I got to tell you, as a consumer, watching her and watching her hang with you and talk and get out there, it's just she adds a little fun to you as a guy. I mean, you're a good-looking guy and everything. Where are you from? Ireland? Scotland?
Scotland.
I know. I got it wrong the first time. And that's not that big of an insult, though, is it?
No.
It's like calling an Australian, are you from New Zealand? No.
Oh, dear. No, yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, how was it when you, I mean, you've won before, but it's good, right?
It's good to win Indy. You know, I don't have kids, but I got pets, and so people say, which one's your preferred? And it's like, well, to split anything between the three of them, it'd be tough to name one. I love them all. They were all different races, but anytime you can cross the finish line at Indianapolis first, it is
so
a great feeling.
What have you done? What else besides that have you won? I mean, these are big accomplishments.
Geez, I don't know. Four IndyCar championships.
Okay.
First one of those in 2007.
Yeah.
And then nine 9, 10, and 11 we won. Finally got beaten this year, which kind of sucked for me, but I think maybe the fans were ready for somebody else. What else? Sebring, won our class at Sebring, Rolex 24 at Daytona, we won that. Yeah.
Talking to Dario Franchitti, everybody. Just a regular guy. I mean, I'm watching him over there, and I'm like, that's Dario Franchitti. Do you realize that's Dario Franchitti? In my head, of course, because I ran over to you and knocked you over trying to, you know, embrace you. So this last year was a big deal because of Dan Weldon, right?
Yeah.
And I was one of the guys that got a chance to interview him, shortly before we lost him.
Mm.
And he talked about his little son, Oliver, right? And you know those story about how he was kissing the bricks and all that?
Yeah, Sebastian and Oliver.
Yeah. And it was, man, it was kind of bittersweet, I'm sure, because he was your friend, right?
Yeah, there wasn't so much sweet, to be honest, with that. You know, it was just bitter.
But I mean, winning the race, but yeah, he wasn't there to...
That was the thing. He wasn't there.
Yeah.
And, you know... That's winning Indy's great, but when your buddy's not there, it sucks. It's like the year before when he won. You know, as a competitor, I was pissed off I didn't win. You know? But as his friend, I was delighted for him that day.
Sure.
Because he came back one off deal with Brian Herta's new team, and they won. And it was awesome to see. There really were not many better people that I can think of, if anybody, around Indianapolis Motor Speedway than Dan Weldon. So that job he did that day,
he's
was
a sweetheart of a guy too, is he not?
He's great. Yeah. We had a couple of fallouts over the years, but I'd known him since he was 6 years old, so it was going to happen.
No, have you really?
Yeah, we go back a long way.
That is great. His wife, I know you and Ashley kind of embraced her a little bit and took her around with you a little bit.
Well, Suze came and did the parade lap after the race with us. You know,
this damn Mustang keeps on blowing its horn out because people are leaning all over it.
Oh dear.
Oh jeez. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
No, Suze came around and did the parade lap. I asked her if she wanted to do that, and she said she did. So that was good. I think it showed her the love and the affection that the fans had for her for her husband, and that was cool.
I'm gonna just hang.
That's putting
that
you
finish.
Off, isn't it?
Yeah. It'll stop in a second. There we go.
There we go.
All right, there you go. Well, we are, everybody, at SEMA, talking to Dario Franchitti, Indy 500 winner. I was there. I got to watch the whole thing. And you're one of the classy guys of our racing world. And I really appreciate it as a consumer and as a fan, you know.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And when you're out there, I know it's... You know, it's distracting, like that horn was honking there for a second. You know, it distracting. You're about to do something where you could die as your friend lost his life. But you literally could die, and you're having to, you know, shake hands and kiss babies and do all the things that goes along with that. But at the same time, you know, you always keep a pretty good attitude, and you do that part of the job quite well.
You know, everybody has their moments, and there's some days are better than others, and sometimes it's just the wrong time. But you know, without the fans and certainly without the sponsors, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
And we're lucky with Target as our sponsor and all the vendor partners that come along, and they don't ask much from us at all. They are great to work with. So it's not tough at all, and it's the best job.
It's not digging ditches, is it?
It's exactly right. It's good fun.
So what are you doing here at SEMA?
I'm here with BorgWarner. Obviously, the BorgWarner Trophy is what you get when you win Indianapolis, and now all the Indy cars, the turbos in them are BorgWarner, whether it's the twin turbo with a Chevy or the single turbo with a Honda.
Right.
So BorgWarner are working with IndyCar series with Honda, with Chevy, and so it's really a close association. And obviously, as we said, the trophy has been the BorgWarner Trophy, and you get your face on that. And they've got the trophy in the booth today, which
do
was
they?
Really
oh, I got
cool.
a picture kissing that baby, by the way.
It's awesome. It's really cool. So I came along. We signed some autographs for a couple hours, and we had some fun. So that's been it. I'm going to head back to Tennessee tomorrow. I've got a dinner tonight.
Where do you live?
In Nashville.
You live in Nashville. You got to live in Nashville.
You don't recognize my accent?
Yeah, that's definitely not that's Nashville. So, for a moment, take it on the personal side. What are the Judds like? You know?
Well, I mean, it's...
They're just family
to
you, right?
Family. I was around the other night at Naomi and Larry's house having dinner. We showed up. We were supposed to be having a family get-together, but we didn't realize it had been called off, so... I'm like, I'm hungry. She's like, well, what do you want? And so we had leftovers, and she's in there cooking up leftovers. So they're family. It's you know, regardless of your situation or station, whatever, right, in life everybody's right. Just normal, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, I know. We all got to use the restroom, yeah, put our exactly. pants on, everything.
That's
else.
What I was thinking. I couldn't think of a polite way to say that.
Yeah, right. Speaking of that, I think I have to take a pee right now. All right, we're going to take a break. Dario Franchitti, everybody. Dario, you are the best, man.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
BorgWarner got to be proud to have their association with you, and congratulations winning the Indy 500 winner, everybody. Unbelievable. And the world was really mad when you married your wife there, Ashley Judd, because no longer was she single.
I was happy.
But then when they saw you, they're like, all right, he's a good-looking guy. He can drive cars. That's okay. We're going to take a break. It's Motor Trend Radio. Dario, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Stay with us.
At Bridgestone, we say our passion for performance knows no bounds. But what does that mean? Well, it means that we're so passionate about tire technology that sometimes we find ourselves wondering what might happen if we applied that passion elsewhere. Like, say, furniture for your home. Oh, yeah. A sleek, black, tire tread sofa that can stop on a dime. With matching end table that can handle any road condition. And, perhaps we'll just stick to tires. Because really, tires are what we know best. Bridgestone. Your journey, our passion.
Hey, it's Motor Trend Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. I'm telling you what, when you get a chance to talk to Dario Franchitti, he's married to Ashley Judd. Only next person I love more, or as much as anyway, than Christy Edelbrock. You know, it's Dario, you know, he's walking back. Oh, he left his cell phone there. And Ashley Judd, you know, I mean, for you and me,
right.
Does it get any better than that?
Oh, gosh. You know, just kissed me, like, twice.
He kissed me, awesome. Too, three times. Anyway, Christy Edelbrock, how you doing, girl?
I'm awesome.
eBay Motors 2012 People's Choice Award.
I know.
You're wearing it.
Yes.
Wow.
Proudly wearing the sash that I was given.
By the way, and if you have Christy Edelbrock in your car, it will go faster. That's all there is to it.
Edelbrock Performance.
There you go. So what are you doing now? I hear the Christy Edelbrock Foundation. Here is the mission statement. I love that. I'm going to read it.
Thank you.
The Christy Edelbrock Foundation was formed with the purpose of bringing together like-minded organizations that share a passion for educating America's youth, which, by the way, we need desperately, in a unique and useful way, fostering a new generation of aftermarket industry leaders, entrepreneurs, innovators, enthusiasts, and more, and we need more people like Alan Taylor. I agree with that.
Absolutely, don't
actually,
we?
It ended right before that.
No, you're the perfect example.
Oh, you're funny.
Of an entrepreneur.
Look, you guys helped me make that.
Well.
You guys, the Edelbrock family and what they do has helped me to become a better enthusiast, especially since I got to know you guys. You're the perfect person for this, for the Christy
Thank
Edelbrock
you.
Foundation, especially because it has your name. Was that a coincidence?
Well, you know, it was hard to come up with that because I didn't want to be too, you know, not about me, but, you know, this is a tribute to the legacy, to the industry.
Absolutely.
You know, we are stronger as a team than we are as individuals, right?
United we stand.
Which is exactly what
Absolutely.
You just spoke to.
Yes.
So it's all about that. Like-minded organizations, individuals that are willing to work hard, you know, engage the next generation of automotive enthusiasts.
Agreed.
You know, all the traveling that we do, and you see it out there, and I've seen a great population of young people here today, even the first day of the show. There were two kids that came up, a whole family, with two young boys. They're the youngest monster truck drivers. I mean,
How old were they?
Oh, gosh, like 9. And, I mean, absolutely adorable.
That is too funny.
So by networking with all of these great partners, you know, NASCAR's involved, the Henry Ford. We've got Hot Rodders of Tomorrow, the Edelbrock Performance Academy.
That's great.
All of this together, you know, we're going to engage the next generation. Raise money for scholarships.
How
and
do
put
people
them to work?
Get involved? It's easy. 3w.edelbrockfoundation.org. Or also the other thing, by the way, that both Christy and I are helping on all the time is Edelbrock Revved Up for Kids.
Yep.
Which,
yep,
by
yep.
the way, how much have we helped to raise now?
Oh, gosh. It's over $500,000.
Half a million bucks?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I know
thanks to your hard effort.
Well, you know, you're the one. You're the one. I mean, but RevvedUpForKids.com also. But Are you going to be doing a Christy Edelbrock Foundation website, or is it the edelbrockfoundation.org?
It will be edelbrockfoundation.org.
Okay, good. So that'll be launching.
Just to shorten that up a little bit, and we're going to have just a homepage, landing page to get it started, and hopefully quickly a PayPal button so people can donate.
Yeah.
You know, every dollar helps.
I got a dollar. Here's my first donation. Right here. Here's my buck.
Because we are starting at the absolute ground floor.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just time, because as successful as the Revved Up for Kids event has been, fortunately, it's time to expand that to other organizations that can benefit from the visibility and all of that, and really, really engage the next generation with what we do here. I mean, look at all that we have to offer, you know?
I mean, think about it, you know? Dario Franchitti, perfect example.
Right, right.
Adam Carolla was just here a couple of minutes ago. Standing right over there is Brad Fanshawe, who is, I mean, his partner is Michael Anthony from Van Halen.
Yes.
His other partner was Boyd Coddington. I mean, to look at the footprint of our friends is to be able to change the world.
Right.
I mean, we have that, and we've been doing that for the Center for Learning Unlimited,
right,
as much as we've been the whole Revved Up for Kids. So I applaud you, Christy.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank
You're
you.
Awesome, and the love that you have for, you know, what you do, and for the people, and I'm gonna. You're recruiting me as your first soldier, okay? All right now,
thank you.
I am the first soldier, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy to be part of that entire world that she's going to be embarking on with the Christy Edelbrock Foundation.
Well, without partners like you, I would not be able to do this.
Well, you got me, and I'm glad I got you, because we're doing this together, telling the world about our favorite thing in the world, cars, here on Motor Trend Radio. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Congratulations on the eBay.
I know. Yeah. America's favorite supercharger.
Unbelievable. All right. We'll take another break. Actually, news and then another hour of Motor Trend. This has been the, we'll call it the Truck Trend Hour. It's all SEMA this week, though. All 3 hours, all across America on the Entertainment Radio Network. I'll be back. Christy, thank you.
You're welcome, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We'll be back, everybody.
When you want performance, there's just one name you need to know. Edelbrock has built dyno-proven parts that deliver maximum bolt-on power, including carbs, electronic fuel injection, intake manifolds, heads, turbo kits, exhaust, nitrous systems, complete freight engines, and our patented IAS shocks. There's also Edelbrock motorcycle hardware. Visit Edelbrock.com or call 1-800-FUN-TEAM to get your Edelbrock performance catalog. Edelbrock, when we say proven performance, we mean it.